Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. And another thing. All of this malarkey about this president is not fit to be president and kicking him out of office. Allow me to read the 25th Amendment, since I know liberals and Democrats don't read it. Here's what it says. In case of the removal of the president from office, that means you need 2/3 vote of Congress. 2/3, 66%. 66 senators, how likely is that? 2/3 vote, not very likely. Or of his, heaven forbid, death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. Let's pray for the president's safety, just as we have prayed for the safety of every president. And if you think this president has any intentions of resigning, you are smoking that stuff that they have legalized in Nevada and Colorado and other states. You're smoking too much of it. That's not going to happen. And so it gets back to my proposition that TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, is here to stay. What do we do about it? We continue to share the truth with people and spread the truth. Yes, conservative voices are outnumbered, but they are there, and this is one of them. And that just means, folks, just like an old-fashioned churn that my grandmother used to use to make butter, she'd take fresh cow milk, put it in this churn, put the top on it, and it had sort of a round thing on the bottom of this long pole, and she would churn that milk long enough, often enough, until eventually the butter would rise to the top. That's what we're doing as conservative voices out there. We're churning information such that the truth will rise to the top. If you're in Atlanta, if you're not in Atlanta, the big game is tonight. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Alabama Crimson Tide against the Georgia Bulldogs. You know who I'm going to be pulling for. But let's just pray for a great game. Nobody gets hurt. And remember, tomorrow, folks, we got to continue to live our precious minute. This is your host, Herman Cain.